The Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, says children in Syria are paying the highest price in the nation's worsening conflict. Tomasi says Syrian children are being killed, tortured, and forced to flee their homes, and some have even been used as human shields during the fighting. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
I think we should place in the context of the crisis in Syria what is happening to the children of that country. The crisis is worsening because more violence is documented, and among the victims, both of people killed or tortured or forced to seek a refuge in the neighboring countries like Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Lebanon, there are many, many children. In some camps, half of the population is made up of children. There are hundreds of unaccompanied minors who are also present in some of the camps. There are abundant signs that some children have been used as human shields to protect soldiers or rebels in their effort to advance toward their military objectives. So I think the fact that children are paying the highest price in this conflict and families are disrupted should alert the conscience of the international community not only to work harder to find a negotiated solution to stop the violence, but also to trying to find ways and means to help the mental health, the traumatized situation of the many children of Syria.
But how hopeful are you that anything can be done to alleviate this plight of the children, given, as you said, that the scale of the fighting in the Syrian civil war seems to be getting worse each week?
The international community is talking about finding a path to peace and to stop the violence. But obviously, there are deep political divisions, and so the Security Council is unable to reach a common conclusion, an acceptable conclusion. And the same applies in other fora like the Council for Human Rights here in Geneva, where there is the will on the part of everyone to advance the cause of peace and to find a practical way to stop violence. But de facto, nothing serious is moving because arms are still introduced into Syria to support both sides of the fight. There is divided political interest to support one or the other faction. There is lack of unity in the group, in the various groups actually, who are contesting the legitimacy of the government in Syria. And so at this point in time, there is not much hope for an immediate ceasefire. But this should not dispense the international community from renewing its effort, as the Secretary General of the United Nations has rightly pointed out in his opening speech of the General Assembly, and as other people of goodwill are saying, beginning with our Holy Father.
You mentioned that the media can help by reporting on the situation in Syria with fairness and complete information, so that, as you said, public opinion may more easily grasp the futility of war. Do you think that sometimes this conflict in Syria is reported by the international media in a way that implies that there was no other alternative to the taking up of arms, that this conflict was inevitable?
Experience shows us that violence never pays off. The futility of violence, the futility of war can be seen in this case in the dramatic evidence of the facts. We have already, since the conflict started in March 2011, between 20 and 30,000 dead, 260,000, maybe 280,000 refugees in the various bordering countries, 1,200,000 estimated internally displaced people. And according to the aid agencies that have a hard time to deliver assistance, some 2.5 million Syrians are in serious need of humanitarian assistance. So if we look at this reality, then I think we need to really make an effort to sit around the table and find a way to stop the violence. because otherwise the situation will not only worsen, but will be contagious in spreading this conflict to other areas, to other countries in the region, and it might even become a danger and a risk for international peace. So the goodwill of the countries of the world, especially the more powerful countries, needs to be reaffirmed and to make a renewed effort to find an end to this violence.
You mentioned earlier the supply of arms to both sides, and Pope Benedict, of course, appealed for an end to this supply of arms during his recent pastoral visit to Lebanon. But as we know, many countries outside Syria are supplying arms, both to the Syrian regime and to the armed opposition. How much do you believe that this outside support helps to prolong the duration of the conflict?
I think we have to make a careful distinction in this discussion. One is the need to advance a more democratic and participatory form of management of the state in Syria, where all the minorities that make up this country, from the Kurds to the Christians to the Alawi to the Sunni, Shia, Druze, everybody should have equal right to participate, and so to affirm the value of citizenship as a criteria for political involvement and not other consideration. Then, with citizenship accepted, the freedom for each individual and each group to function should also be guaranteed, of course, according to international standards. So it's not a question of saying that everything is working out well and that there is no need of change. I think from what I'm able to assess, change should come about. But the presence of mercenaries and the inflow of arms is certainly damaging any effort to arrive at some kind of decision to negotiate a solution in the respect of all interested parties.